listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. The original Texas Hunting Show is back. Texas Trophy Hunters Association is proud to present the 43rd annual 2019 Hunters Extravaganza at Energy Center, August 2nd through the 4th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and three guests to the show. Caller number one, 713-780-3776, is going to win a four-pack of tickets to scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and more. For show and ticket information, head to Ticketmaster.com. Caller number one, we'll knock this out right now, 713-780-3776. You're going to get a four-pack of tickets to the Texas Hunting Show. And coming up later in this hour, we're going to give away, I got some tickets to give away to our listener appreciation party. This year, it's going to be a smaller amount of people at this year's listener appreciation party. So there's already been talk about hosts potentially selling their tickets and trying to go rogue.
Can I have a ticket so I can sell it because I don't have a job?
I feel like that's fair.
I got to feed my cat somehow.
We don't mind.
Okay, I appreciate
you
that, guys.
Spot. Yeah.
Hey, tell Paul yesterday. He's like, I said, you want to come in? Yeah. He goes, do I get paid?
Well, he laughed in my face. He's really mean. Like,
I don't know if
I just said I know laughing emotion.
I don't know if that question is that laugh should be solidified because sometimes some people I feel like do get.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Check
maybe
in
I'm
on
wrong.
That, Paul.
Maybe I'll put the pay Paul.
What a company man. Hey, you want to fill in? Yeah, we're not going to pay you, but it's going to be great.
Look, yeah, this is.
I don't know. Don't ask Lance. He doesn't know anything.
I honestly don't. Maybe you do. I honestly don't. I do know this, though. I'm pretty good with ideas. I'm also a numbers guy. You should create your own app called PayPal instead of PayPal.
Ah.
And you could, like, I didn't really work out what it's going to do, but I like the name. I think the branding, you can piggyback off of PayPal. You store you in there, PayPal, and I feel like there's something there. You're going to have to, and Raheel's really the best at kind of workshopping these ideas and concepts, but that's just for you.
I
PayPal.
Like it. Okay, here's
figure
what we
out
do.
What you do.
You pay me something, and I will Yarl to you. If you don't know what Yarling is, it's basically what Pearl Jam / Creed / all those other bands
that's
do.
What that's considered?
Oh, yeah, that's Yarling.
Oh, I didn't know that was. I knew exactly. It sounds like that's what it would be.
This is something that the Carolina Panthers did a couple of seasons ago. They would do this thing called Creed bombing where you look into somebody's eyes and you sing lyrics to a Creed song. Like,
the Panthers did this?
No, the Carolina Panthers did this. Yes, Greg Olsen, the Carolina Panthers were into this. The year they went to the Super Bowl, this was happening at. This is why I was disappointed. I didn't get to go to the Super Bowl that year because I wanted to Creed bomb with them. So you go and you look at someone in the eyes. I'm looking at you in the eyes right now. Hello, my friend, we'll meet again. And then you don't say any English after like the first couple of words.
That is
so I can do that. Yeah, the PayPal app. You pay me, and I will Yarl at you. I will Yarl. A personalized message.
I feel like I want to be involved in Patreon too. Patreon feels like something I want to be involved
in.
You
want to sell exclusive draft content? Is that what you want to do? That you won't put on Twitter?
Ooh. Yeah. I feel like Patreon, just people just pay you.
Well, you have to provide a service, or you can sell your bathwater. Depends on what type of lane
you
want to be in.
Who did that one?
Some, I don't know her name.
IG model?
No, I think it's her Belle Dauphine, I think. Not an IG model, just a Twitcher or something. Like, she went on Twitch, play video games. Nerdy dudes loved her because she was attractive and she talked to them.
Nerdy dudes will probably buy some bathwater.
And then they bought her bathwater.
Did they buy it?
Yes.
And she sold it?
She sold her bathwater, yeah. People wanted it. Alleged bathwater, I'm not
Your
sure.
Your people on Twitch,
well, my people? I don't go on Twitch.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's be clear here. You know the demographic of dudes buying bathwater? They're 20-year younger version of you.
Me?
Yeah.
What do you do with the bathwater when you get
it? Let me tell you, I was a huge video game player, but it was always sports. I didn't care, well, except Contra. I mean, some of the games were come up games.
Oh, so you're telling me.
But yeah, I was Madden. I was.
You're telling me if a mid 20-year-old girl.
NBA Live.
Took to the internet to play video games.
When
you
were buying bathwater?
Would you have watched her? Would you have watched her?
No.
In your 20s?
Watched her doing what?
Play video games online.
Why would you watch someone play video games when you can play them yourself?
I don't know.
I don't. No, I thought you were saying when I watch her take a bath, I'm like, well, I mean.
No. No, you creep.
Obviously. No. What do you mean creep?
We're talking about Twitch. They play video games.
Yeah, no, I don't care about watching her play.
No, not in your
bath. We're mixing up the bath taking and the game playing. I don't care about the game playing part. Who cares?
If you have a wireless controller, she could do it from her bath.
Maybe she has. I don't watch, so I'm not sure. Maybe she has. But
giving her ideas.
I got a feeling like.
Hey, Paul, you come up with ideas for other people
maybe
to make
money.
Maybe
not at 20, but like at 17, if some 20-year-old girl was playing video games, you'd watch her on Twitch.
I don't think.
Not you, Paul. You're in an era where you're in an era where there are other things you can do on the internet.
That's true.
You got to think about Lance when he was 17.
How many pictures have you had sent to you? Like the good. I've had this many, zero ever. I came up too early because Michael Connor told me, like, oh, no, that's totally a thing. Yeah. And then Dell. So, oh, yeah, I can't ask for heel. But
no,
you guys are all like, oh, yeah, that's a thing. I'm like, what?
Wait, what's the thing?
Nice ladies send you pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Nice?
Oh, and I kept them, too.
Nice ladies, yes.
Yeah.
I don't demean them because they want to send me a naked picture. I'm like, thank you. I'm not demeaning them for that.
That's a fair point.
Nudes never die. You know, you keep these things forever, too.
That's why I feel like I'm surprised they happen. Because that's the very reason my wife would never do that. She goes, you lose your phone, forget it. Never anything.
She's dealing with the 12-year-old in a mid-40s body. Of course you're going to lose something. I don't lose my phone.
Who cares?
Well, of course she's not.
Now you got the face thing and you got my... You can't get in anyway. Lose it.
Do you have the face thing?
Yeah. I just do this.
Face app?
I've never seen you use it.
Yeah, it's just because I do this. Yeah, I got it. And I also have the passcode too. Yeah, it's locked up. It forces you to lock up now. I didn't used to.
Yeah, back then.
I didn't used
to
like it. I just would, yeah.
Back then,
she had a valid argument.
Yeah, and now at this point.
I actually lost my phone coming back from the Super Bowl in New Orleans when I hosted with Charlie. We were coming back from New Orleans, and I left my phone. I actually left my phone at a gas station. She had a valid point back then. I was getting free phone service from AT&T. I used to do ads for them, and they just forgot about this number they gave me. I had, like, for three straight years, free phone. I was just low profile, under the radar. I never brought anything up, free phone service. Then I lost my phone, and I had to go. That's what put me – then I had the jig was up then. As soon as I came out and, like, I lost my phone. Can I get my – I need to get a new phone. I had to call ad results, and they're like, okay, hey – you had a free, you were getting free phone service. I don't know if you knew that. I'm like, I thought it was auto pay. I don't know what it was. So that was over. And now I get phone bills and they are fat and sassy. It's like, God, man, why do phones cost me so much? Why does, you know, my satellite, when I get the bill down, all of a sudden, I look back in a year like, how the hell did it get back up here? Oh, NFL Sunday ticket. We take it out in five payments.
Well, what you got to do, and I try to do this on the regular. You can't really do it with a phone company, but if you got a TV or provider of some sort, you call them, be nice. Oh, they will always slash the prices.
Yeah, when Bill Advisor, I had them work. When I had Pearl working for me, she would Pearl made magic. Like Pearl could do things that were incredible. And she did it for like all my bills. So I'm going to call Pearl again and see if Pearl can. She's not doing that. She's moved to Louisiana, but I got her number. I'm like, hey, what's up, girl? Hey, just checking. Would you by any chance be interested in knocking all my bills back down again? Thanks.
Pearl's like, I don't do that anymore. But no. If you want
to. She didn't want to bring me jerk chicken one time.
Lance,
we should get together. I've got jerk chicken. I'm like, I want the jerk chicken. I don't want to have long conversations.
Pearl's at a point where she's like, I don't do that anymore, but I'm selling my bathwater.
No, I'm not trying to buy anyone's. Despite what you said, Dell, I was never interested in buying bathwater or watching people play video games.
I'm just
saying.
Yeah, you speak from a level where that's not something you have to worry about anymore or think about, but you're 18. I feel like you got infatuated with some Twitch girl. You would have bought some bathwater.
That's a concept. Like, we were busy. We found envelopes. I found this out in study hall. This guy, Eddie Rodriguez told me about how you could take an envelope and you could fold the envelope up a certain way and you stuck it into the top of the cable box. This is back in the day when you could turn cable boxes. Like, you had to get up to turn a channel. It's the worst time ever. But we got it to where he showed me where if you stuck it in and the envelope would open up once you got it inside the top of the box and it would hit some wire and boom, Playboy Channel. We could – I learned how to rig up all. I could get all the movie, anything that was, you know, blacked out, which basically meant it had lines through it. We could hook it up. We could get it. So I taught that to all my friends, obviously. And so no,
it's a good trick.
We're more interested in trying to sneak Playboy Channel once the parents went to bed than we were in, like, I don't know. Maybe I would have watched Twitch. I doubt it. I don't care. That concept to me, watching other people play video games, I can't wrap my head around it. I've seen my kids do it with Minecraft, and I'm like, what? Don't y'all want to play instead of?
Exactly. I've had it explained to me. Well, they're really good at playing video game, and you know they could do things that you can't.
Well, gamers will come at you if you try to. Why are y'all watching somebody play video games? You don't understand. Why do you watch the draft? Why do you do the draft and watch NFL?
Yeah, that's always the comparison. It's like, well, why do you watch sports? It's like, well, that's something I literally physically would never be able to do. I think if with enough practice, as someone who is one of the, I don't know, I think greatest Halo 2 players of all time, I feel that I could, if I were to focus on one video game, eventually be a professional gamer.
Why aren't you even in shape, though, bro?
Apparently, oh God! See, now you're triggering me. So the Houston Chronicle put together this slideshow.
We talk about that.
We gotta get to that.
We gotta break it. Houston Chronicle's got a slideshow of the most fit media personalities,
radio personalities, and okay, like sports radio in this city, mostly schlubs.
They started that way, but they added TV people. I don't know if you recognize.
Well, oh,
they ran out of radio people.
Well, yeah, at the end of the slideshow, yes, it gets to the TV people as well. And I
will tell you where
me
and Granado and Dell and Raheel and Paul. Where we ended up on this list. It's 8:17. Oh, also at 8:30, I got tickets to give away for, so make sure you're still listening for our listener appreciation party. It was a blast last year. Menstee Clinic right now is waiting for you. 5 locations in the Houston area. So when you go to the website, mensteeclinic.com, the first thing that you're going to see is an opportunity to give them a call or to book online. Now you got to find the location that's right for you. You've got Spring is brand new. It's right now. It's open at 6625 Spring Stubner out in Spring. They've got a new one that's going to be opening up in Grapevine, if that's your thing. I don't know if you're listening from Grapevine, but there are locations in Pasadena, Pearland, The Heights, Cypress, Spring now. I mean, it's all there. But the website will really give you a feel for what to look for, what some of the symptoms are when you have low testosterone. And one of the symptoms you're going to find is excessive fatigue, or it could be weight gain because you can't knock off the belly fat and you start maintaining your lean muscle mass. Maybe your workouts aren't mattering as much anymore. Maybe you don't have the energy or the drive to go work out. Maybe it's a libido issue. These are all issues that can arise. Some or all of them could arise for you with low testosterone. When you get your testosterone checked with Menstee Clinic, it's a brief process. You fill out your paperwork. You get tested. Within minutes, they'll have the results for you, or they can call you back. And if you find out you're low on testosterone, that's actually not a bad thing because it means that you have the solution to your issues. It awaits. All you have to do is let the experts at Menstee Clinic figure out the right balance of testosterone treatment for you, and they will get you back to your best life, back to being the real you. MensTClinic.com. Go to the website for all your low T questions and answers. What causes it? What are the symptoms? You'll find that there, and then you'll find solutions at any of the 5 locations. MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
John is out. I am here. John will be out tomorrow. Eric Layden will join me via Florida. He is, shooting some show right now. And, he's a local actor.
Whereabouts in Flo?
Orlando. Outside of Orlando.
Oh, they're thoughts shooting, and prayers.
They're shooting something there. Yeah. Weather was nice again today, Dale. I hope John's out of town because he's going to be so upset about it not being 87 and humid this morning. You like nice weather, right? So you come from the Northeast where it's cold.
Well, I grew up there, and I went to high school in St. Pete, Florida. And so I got used to warm weather, humidity. It's definitely on a different level here because we're not on the water directly like we were in St. Pete. I used to live basically right on the bay in St. Pete, Florida. But
did you think it was worse there?
No. No, because there's thunderstorms all the time.
But there's also a breeze.
There's a little bit of something. Again, it's very humid. It's very sticky. And August was awful every single year. But there's also like thunderstorms basically, I would say like once an hour pretty much every single afternoon. So it cools down a little bit.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Big fan of Florida.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. Love Florida.
Do you?
The people are, but the state is amazing.
Some of it's a little methy.
A little meth, you know, every now and then. Oh, well, speaking of that, I mean.
You know Dell's from Florida?
Dell's
from L.A. and Florida. He's from Anaheim and I think Jacksonville.
You know what's weird?
And he just decides which one.
You know what's weird? Your obsession with this? Like someone
bi-coastal.
Like someone can't be born in one place and grow up in the other. I was born in Florida, Daytona, home of racing. As we call it.
Nice.
And then I grew up in Southern California. It's not that hard. My dad.
He claims whichever one's cool at the time.
No, I don't.
No, you know what? I'm going to admit.
So full of it.
I do the same thing. Like, if I'm talking about the sports teams that I root for, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm from Boston. It's wicked awesome to be from here.
Right.
But if I'm talking about, like, athletic prowess, I'm like, yeah, I played high school football in Florida.
You don't claim Boston high school
absolutely
football?
Not. Oh, they're terrible. They're slow and fat. Like, everyone up there, like, but Florida, you know, you're fast.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not a typical recruit to a University of Florida or Miami, though.
Typically.
Dell, is he? Although, are you even athletic enough? Because you didn't even make the list of...
No, he didn't make fittest.
You didn't make the list of fittest... You're doing all these push-ups and sit-ups. You're not even a top 34, bro.
Fair enough. I would race... all of these people, and I feel like that should be the new way that we settle arguments at a bar. Instead of fighting, you should go outside and race one another in a dead sprint, and I would dust every single one of the people on this list. Every single one of them.
You feel pretty sure. So there's a list in the Houston Chronicle. I may have to pull
some of these
list.
Guys are pretty swole. I'm
yeah,
not going to lie.
I don't know. Like, everybody from 97.9 is on this list. Not 97.5. Everybody from 97.9, the box, is on this list. That's what it appears to be to me, just about every host. I don't know some of them, but I do know they lift, from what I can tell, and I do know they work out. I think that's fair to say.
I feel like putting, I don't know, Joel Osteen
on
this
made the list,
which I didn't even know he did show.
Well, hold on a second. Yeah.
Apparently he's on, like, Sirius or something like that.
Oh,
that's where he gets edgy, I'm sure.
That doesn't count. here are some of the people on this list. Coyote Brown. Don't know him, but he boxes, I guess. And then KG Smooth is just ripped.
Yep.
Shantae Williams, 93.7, The Beat. Don't know her. I don't think she was there when I was over there. The Osteens. Keith Klein is a fitness and nutrition guy, obviously. J-Mac Global, 97.9, The Box. Dana Tyson. Dana's in shape. She stays. She gets up at 3:30 and works out and then does. That's the hustle. Now, I got to say, there are other people on this list that I feel like you maybe should have been ahead of.
Oh, 100%.
But they're basically saying you're not fast.
Oh, well, I'm the fastest man alive. I mean, you know, this is a guy who could theoretically run a sub-5:40 right now. Just right now. Just take me outside.
And that makes you the fastest man alive?
Fastest man alive, Dell. Because we have if I'm running at 30 years old, Dell, if I'm running a sub-5:40, well, then obviously in high school I ran like a 4:3.
I don't think that equates.
Dell had to foot race somebody one time on this show.
And I won 2 out of 3.
You did?
I just remember going twice. He won one, and the other guy beat him one, and the other guy pulled. Who was it who was racing?
Brandon.
Oh, yeah, Brandon's still here. We could do this again.
Okay? I'm not your puppet anymore.
I'll do it.
No, you can race Brandon.
I'll do it. Let's get it
but
done.
But Brandon doesn't
care. I think
Paul
would beat Brandon.
I don't think Brandon's in that mode where he cares about this anymore.
Brandon handles a lot of the video content. Brandon does a lot of stuff behind the scenes. But you feel like, okay, so you used to play in the flag football media game too.
Yeah, David Gow once threw me 6 touchdown passes in a game. Yeah, no big deal. MVP.
David Gow. Our David Gow?
Yeah, our David Gow.
You know when you said it was no big deal? You were right.
I got a trophy out of it. Hey, Dell, where's your trophy?
It's no big deal.
Dell, where's your trophy?
I didn't play in the game.
Did you even play? Did you play, Dell?
No, I didn't play in the game.
Yeah, because he's scared. Okay. I didn't even know the PG train.
I didn't even know it existed. And I wouldn't call myself the PG train.
Well, that's because you're not bold.
Not on this show because...
That's because you grew up on the left coast.
What's the PG
right?
train?
You're not from Florida like me.
Because on this coast, you call yourself a train, it will take you in a different direction altogether.
Yeah. Or the 1560, I'm a train song.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, so there was nobody from Sports Talk in that list.
No. I mean, let's be honest. Like, most of the people in Sports Talk are fat schlubs, right?
Does anyone belong there?
I think Booker T, right?
Yeah, I don't count wrestling Hall of Famers.
Ex-athletes don't count either?
See, I don't think you could count ex-athletes. I don't think they, that's not fair.
Okay.
That's not fair.
I feel the same way. Yeah, get them off
the
list.
I would put our guy Raheel on there.
Oh, definitely. Raheel should be on the list. Raheel's in better shape than me. I'll admit that.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm faster than Raheel, but Raheel's in better shape than me.
Are you sure you're faster? You're pretty sure about your speed.
Oh, 100%. I mean, look, unfortunately, in the last media game, I had to play quarterback because my quarterback left halfway through, and I'm not good at quarterback. I'm like Brock Osweiler.
Who did you do up in your out and up video, your double move?
That was Raheel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Raheel got double moved on tape.
Yeah, don't mess with the PG train. Woo woo!
We're going to need that to not happen anymore.
Do you think Raheel will race him? Is there any chance we could get Raheel to race? I don't think Raheel will race you.
No, he's not going to race
you. He would play you basketball. I don't think
he would do that.
Plus, now he's in London on a mustache.
So, what is going on here? I've been listening the last couple of days, and I'm hearing like he's in London to get his mustache done.
Mustache shoot. He's got a Movember mustache shoot. He's going to, my wife's like, Raheel got a free trip to London? I said, yeah. He got a free trip to take pictures of mustache. Why don't you do that? I said, because I don't grow a mustache. And but I do want to go to London for free.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I do want to do that, but I don't host the afternoon radio show here. So I can't get a free trip to London. And I don't, you know, have that thick, giant mustache working like Raheel has right now.
You couldn't grow one?
Nah, not like that. You can.
Oh, definitely.
You got the thick, filled in, like, Ken Caminiti style beard going right now.
Oh yeah,
mine doesn't do that at all. Germans don't grow great beards either.
Apparently, while you continue with your obsession over another man's facial hair, let's give away some listener appreciation.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yeah. I like it.
All right, let's do this. We will. You want to just give it to a number?
Well, we try to include the stream, so you want to give a time and a number.
Okay, here's what we will do. At 8:40.
They're not going to remember. Let's go.
What am I supposed to do?
8:35.
Okay, let me read this stuff first. It's that time of year again where we want to thank you, our loyal listeners, to our 2019 Listener Appreciation Party. Join a broadcast editorial management team of ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap for an evening of food from Big City Wings, drinks from Coors Light, and the home of Gal Meat. It's going to be at the home of Gal Media, which is right here, not David Gal's house. It's going to be here, so don't be disappointed. Thursday, August 15th at 6:30 p.m., I may be coming in from Indy at that time, but I'll be here. Let's do caller number 6, and we'll do that at what time, Dell?
Are you aware of how,
I don't know how
in demand
works.
These tickets are? Not caller 6.
What do I do?
Caller 20.
Oh, but then she's going to have to answer the phone. Oh, it's because you're not answering the phone. You don't care.
Yeah, I don't care too much.
All right.
8:35, caller 20.
Caller 30.
Oh, that's, well, Charlie, Lance hates you.
No.
Caller 30 at 8:35 wins a pair of tickets.
Caller 30 at 8:35. So our lines are tied up right now, so you can't get through.
Well, I don't want people to call in for no reason. It's 8:35, caller 30. You win the tickets.
Now you're going to win a pair of tickets to meet and have close-up. Okay, I'm not comfortable with this. You're going to win a pair of tickets to meet and have up-close conversations with all of our ESPN 97.5 on-air personalities to get the behind-scenes look at where and how your favorite shows and videos are made. Are we aware that does Courtney, who wrote this, realize that Charlie Palillo works here? And she's saying that people are going to have up-close conversations. He's not going to be super comfortable with people getting all up in his face.
Well, considering the lack of space last time, I don't think he's going to have a choice. There's just going to be a lot of bodies. I know we're having less people, but even still, he's not going to be able to avoid.
Respect my personal space. I should not be able to reach out and touch you.
He's not going to be able to get away with that.
Should not be able to reach out and touch you? respect my space.
I do like my bubble, my personal bubble.
Yeah, Dell's got some Charlie characteristics too when it comes to.
I feel like my shoes are cooler, but whatever.
Being close to people.
Oh, you don't like crowds?
Yeah. I don't like people. Forget about crowds.
Fair enough. Yeah, and if I go to the grocery store or if I go to the mall and there's like some small little child that's not on a leash like he should be, that's walking in front of me, like I want to trample. Like I don't like being in crowds because I want to run over everybody. You know, the running back skills, they just kick in. I just want to run over everybody.
Yeah. Now, there's enough people here at that event where you can kind of weave in and out. Oh, it's not going to be as crowded this time. So the only way to get these tickets is to get an invite. And that's the only best way to do that is keep listening to win. So make sure you keep listening all week long. You must be 21 or over to attend because we're having alcohol here and other things could happen. Invitation only. Two tickets, 8:35 coming up. Caller number 30-713-780-3776. 30.
Poor Dell.
I'm not
answering the phone.
The intern. Charlie's just having to work. I got to keep her out of there and keep her busy so we can bring up inappropriate stuff.
You can talk about
70s
porn again.
Yeah. Yeah, that was always like... If you ever saw vintage, it's the worst. It's like, oh.
What do you mean?
The bath mat. 834 here.
A lot of fur.
That's awful. You just said bath mat. That's terrible.
I didn't make it up.
Let's go. ESPN. 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So yesterday, Charlie, did we get to 30? All right. We got to 30. So keep listening to all the shows because we're going to be giving away tickets. Be giving away tickets throughout the week for you to go to our listener appreciation party August 15th. It's a lot of fun. So you brought this up as just a hypothetical. We don't want this to happen. This is not going to happen.
Absolutely not. Correct.
But it's just it's an exercise in figuring out immediate value for a shooting star. And is this star going to shine bright like the sun or is it going to be a short term? I don't think it's going to be short term. It feels pretty long term. We're talking about Yordan Alvarez, obviously. And Paul just brought up as a topic, like, what would his value, if you were to trade a guy, because keep in mind now, power hitter, first and big guy, power hitter, super young, under club control. He's 21. Under club control, or did he just turn 22? I think Yordan's still 21. Under club control for a long time. This is literally the most valuable type of guy you can have. A left hand, power hitting. The one issue you have is that he doesn't really have a true position right now. He's a DH. But I would think he could be molded into a legit first baseman. He may not be the greatest
defensive.
Possibly,
right.
I mean.
Even if he isn't, you still love this guy as a DH. Now, maybe that limits to where you can trade, but half the league would love to have him. And honestly, I think that there definitely is, with the way that Rob Manfred is as the commissioner of baseball, a possibility where there's a DH in both leagues by, I don't know, like 3-4 years from now. I think that could be possible. So maybe you're in the National League, you can actually find a way to squeeze him in as your designated hitter.
So he's 22. Yeah, his birthday was in June. That's right. So a 22-year-old under club control forever who hits bombs away and also has decent plate discipline, truth be told. I mean, he takes a lot of pitches. He's not just swinging at bad pitches. He'll make you earn it. He'll punch out at a decent rate, obviously, but he also makes you earn it. I mean, he can lay off of some junk pitches at low and away, things like that. What would his trade value be? And once again, we're not talking about, this is not something anyone is advocating. So just relax, Astros Twitter. Just relax. But it's interesting because he's so young and so valuable. I would think that somebody like that a Yordan, that's one of those things where you could give him up today for whoever the best pitcher would be on the market in almost any year, he has that kind of value.
Totally agree.
A number one.
And here is a name just to consider. How about Noah Syndergaard? Because Noah Syndergaard...
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that.
You wouldn't?
No, if I'm the Astros, I wouldn't do that.
Really? So, okay, think about it from this perspective. And again, I'm not advocating for this trade necessarily.
No, we're just having a hypothetical.
That's Syndergaard, fine. 2 more years of control with the Mets.
Right.
Syndergaard, we know how good of a pitcher the guy is. I mean, the guy made a cameo in Game of Thrones, for God's sake. Mm-hmm. I think that had a little something to do with how well he is respected in baseball circles. This is a guy that you trade for. Okay, now you've got three top-of-the-rotation kind of pitchers. You can move Wade Miley into, a variety of different roles come playoff time. And if you're all in, like, now, like, for this year, because they should be. I don't know that they're definitively, like, after, you know, 3 years from now or so, going to be in the same stratosphere that they're at right now. But say you maybe think that this is as good as it's going to be for Jordan Alvarez, and maybe it's a little bit of a flash in the pan.
Now, if you believe that, then you would potentially approach it differently. But even if you believe that, there is nothing to show other people. Like, you're working off of perception anyway around the rest of the league. So there's no reason, even if you thought that you would think there's any reason for others to believe that.
True.
Every other team to believe that, highly unlikely at every single team that you'd be dealing with. Here's my problem with that, Paul, is that he is so, you have to tie in the money. The money is part of it. And so club control for that long at that relatively inexpensive versus a guy who you would have to pay in 2 years. Like, you would have to sign Noah Syndergaard.
Yes.
You would never trade a potential future MVP if that's the way you're looking at his home run, RBI, and even his, I mean, he's hitting for average too.
Theoretically, though, 2 years from now, Verlander's gone. You don't have Garrett Cole. They don't resign him this offseason.
That's why I'm for a Syndergaard to consider. I just think there are other prospects you look at.
True.
No, I'm 100% with you on the Syndergaard thing, because to me, if Cole leaves, Syndergaard's there. In 2 years, if Verlander leaves...
You have the space to give him the big contract.
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think the Astros should be looking at Noah Syndergaard if he's available, and I would consider... You know, moving guys because you have so much offense already. I can tell you, so much offense includes the hammer in the middle of the lineup, and I'm not moving. I would never. And once again, this is just hypothetical. Would you not, just to get a feel for it? I just think when you have an MVP caliber guy, and I think you could make that case based on the small sample size we have. Of course, you have to project. Those guys go for a lot more than just a very, very good pitcher who you're going to have to pay in 2 years, because there is the financial component.
Maybe you get some prospects out of it too. That would be interesting if you could get some elite top of the line pitcher, and then you're like, oh yeah, give us one of your top prospects. Now, I don't know any farm systems. I don't pay attention to minor league baseball.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, if I'm the Astros, maybe I can really, if I'm Jeff Luhnow, maybe I can really like put my Schmenzer on the table. I'm like, yeah, you know, now we're going to take your top prospects too, and Syndergaard for old Jordan.
So, just in terms of if you had to do it today, if you said every Astro was up, just an exercise, every Astro is available for trade.
Mm-hmm.
Who would the top three guys be? Because you do have to take into account age, club control, financial number that they're at right now.
In terms of trade value,
yeah.
Okay, Bregman's one, definitely. Right. I mean, you could put him at shortstop. You can put him at third base. He's a very good fielder. He's a great hitter. He's struggling right now, but I feel like by the end of the season, he is going to be back on the right track.
So I think Cole, there would be an argument for Cole.
I put Cole in the top three, and it's tricky as far as two and three. I'd probably put Springer and then Cole. Because with Cole, I like what I've gotten from Cole this season. Obviously, he's leading the American League in strikeouts, and I think it's by a pretty good margin as well. But, you know, I want to see. I guess I want to see him finish out the year this way. And I guess I'm a little skeptical that for some reason he won't, because of just the times in Pittsburgh. It's incredible that everyone that comes to the Astros somehow figures out how to pitch all of a sudden differently in the way that they did before, and is much more dominant than they were before. Mm-hmm. Credit to Brent Strom. Credit to whatever else is going on.
Well, they also, I mean, one of the things they really focus on is they have focused heavily on breaking pitches, sliders, anything that involves spin rate. They only target guys who can crank up a decent spin rate because they think they can get it better. And then, of course, I think, you know, We saw some videos. There may be some other stuff. I'm not crazy. I was all pissed off. Like, look at Boston's cheating. And they're like, what about this video of a guy spraying his arm with, like, that's probably just because of mosquitoes.
You know, Lance, I saw this thing yesterday. And it was, I think, a Barstool blog post. And it had to do with how the International League is trying all sorts of wacky stuff. And one of the recent things that they're doing is, I guess they're saying, yeah, you know what? You can put pine tar in your hand when you're throwing a baseball. And then in this blog post, it proceeded to show a bunch of Houston Astros after showing Trevor Bauer tweets and suspiciously shiny areas on their shoes, on their gloves.
I saw it and I thought, you know what? I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I mean, this looks a little suspicious too.
It does.
Bauer feels kind of douchey, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that a lot of the stuff he said doesn't have some validity to it, because he has said some things. You know, clearly if you're a Houston fan, you get a little worked up about Bauer, but he's a good pitcher, and I think he's against cheating in baseball, and I think he's pissed off because he feels like there's a lot more cheating than he'd like to see.
Speaking of Bauer, so it doesn't look like the Indians are going to trade Bauer because they're only two games back of the Twins right now.
Yeah,
but would you trade for Trevor Bauer? And I understand that if you were to come into the clubhouse, Garrett Cole might be upset and he would maybe disrupt things, but he would also stop talking, I imagine, about all these suspicious things that Astros players are doing.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
that stuff goes away once they get in the same locker room, typically. It goes away. Here's my three, by the way. I think it goes in no, I'm just going to say no particular order.
Okay.
I think it's Cole, Yordan, and Bregman.
Yordan?
Yeah, because Yordan is super cheap and this guy is a hammer. I mean, he was killing it in AAA. He's come up to the bigs and is killing it. I don't see a lot.
Don't you want a year out of him, though? And also, like, you got to be able to put him in the field.
I think that's one of the things that is valuable about him is that you don't. It's like when you don't have tape on guys. Like, if Cardale Jones would have come out the year he won a national championship, he's probably a first-round pick. Once you got more tape on him, he is less valuable. With Yordan, he's either more valuable now and could fall off, or this is who he's going to be. In a manner of speaking,
I really hope he learns how to play the field because I am nervous about the idea of him in the World Series playing first base, outfield, whatever. I just don't really like the idea of him out there. And with Springer, like, Springer's one of the best outfielders defensively in the game.
See,
in
Springer, addition to being I love George Springer. I just think young, cheap, and powerful is very.
It makes sense.
And then a number one pitcher, and then Bregman for everything that you spelled out. We got to break it right here. It's 8:49 here on the bench, ESPN 97.5. I want to tell you about St. Arnold. So, I'm a numbers guy. I'm a beer guy. St. Arnold is my beer. They've got, I think, the best summer beer going right now for what I like. And my personal favorite is something that feels very, very refreshing. They call it Lawnmower, and the reason's simple. It's because at St. Arnold, they want it to feel like that beer that you drink after you mow the lawn. And maybe you don't mow the lawn anymore, but you remember what it was like. You know what it's like. Maybe it's after doing, maybe it's out at the pool, whatever it is, a game of golf, whatever you're doing where you're outside and you want something refreshing, that is St. Arnold, and they are ready to have you come out and check them out, whether it's at the grocery store, convenience store, you're at the beer garden and restaurant. By the way, I will be at that beer garden August 8th. I want you to put this on the calendar. I'm going to be out there August 8th hanging out, having some food, having some beer, and having a good time at the beer garden and restaurant right there north of downtown at St. Arnold. For more information about St. Arnold, you can go to starnold.com, but you know it. It's Houston's original craft brewery, and they're still independent, and they're still killing it. You can't find a person in Houston to say a bad thing about St. Arnold because they got a great product, and they love the way they run their business, and yes, 1 year the beer garden's been open and it is still just as great as the day it opened. So many people out there enjoying the city of Houston. Make sure you check them out as well if you haven't been to the beer garden and restaurant, starnold.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.